This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy, right here on The Real Side. I am your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, being, as I always say, being part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution, man. You just can't be complaining constantly 24-7 and not get involved in all. Makes no sense to me. Shouldn't make any sense to you either. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch, live, listen, live, take the poll, but give me your email address, right? We send out an email once a week, and even then, I forget to do it. Whatever. You know the show's on. But I send out an email about once a week and let you know who's going to be on the show or the topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of stuff. A lot going on in the news. A lot to get to. Story's a little older. But when I say older, it's because all I keep hearing about is how the president is a liar. The president is this, and he never spoke the truth. He never this, he never that. Well, if you recall, that President Trump kept saying he did not have sex with the pole dancer. Right? And, you know, she says that, she said in the statement that she never, that the sex never happened. Right? And when you think about them constantly on him, you know, he's a liar. Yeah. Well, he was wiretapped, wasn't he? Right? When he said he was wiretapped, they all said, oh my God, think of what he's saying. You know, he's a liar, shows that he's still lying. Nothing he says is the truth. Do they realize that they're becoming like the little boy who cried wolf? I mean, they're not becoming. They are, for all intents and purposes. And if you think about, you know, again, the reason her story circulated again for some reason, I don't know why. But I was thinking how easy it is, just like with Kavanaugh. You throw it around, he took advantage of a woman. Why is it that the women never take advantage of men? Or so they say. It's always a guy that takes advantage of the woman. Apparently, if you have sex with a woman, you know, an extramarital affair, it's always a guy taking advantage of the woman. She's like, she had nothing to do with it. Two consensual, and I said it at the time, I'll say it again. Even if they did have the sex, what's the big deal? I mean, he's a married man. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm taking it from a standpoint of two adults decided to have sex with each other, and one paid the other one $130,000. I'm saying this is hypothetical. $130,000 to keep her mouth shut about the sex. What's wrong with that? Isn't that his business? Isn't that what you told us about President Clinton? Whatever he was doing under his desk with interns was his business? Well, which is it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Is Comey, or was Comey, or is he now? Maybe he's a communist. I don't know. What do you think? No, seriously. I mean, some of these guys really confused the crud out of me. I mean, how did he make it in the FBI with some of the background that he has? How does somebody get to that level in the FBI? When you think of James Comey, what's the first thing that comes into your head? Right? Deceiver? Liar? self-absorbed. I mean, I watch him carry himself. I watch him walk. I watch the look on his face. Right? I mean, and at this point, he is a disgraced ex-FBI director, don't you think? I'd like to see what history says about him in 20 years. Probably nothing bad. But I bet you won't see anything about him being a communist, right? The man who ran the bureau when President Trump took office was widely seen as a loyal public servant. But 2 years ago, things went sideways. Now, he fit that G-man image. Just look at him. Right? American patriot working his way through the ranks of law enforcement. A Republican who was named Deputy Attorney General by George W. Bush. By now, we know that Comey may not have been such a Boy Scout. And frankly, why the... I love this. Well, you know, he was a Republican, and so-and-so... So what does that mean? I mean, seriously, what does it mean? His role in the Justice Department's decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for negligence, combined with his fingerprints all over the disapproved Trump collusion narrative, right? They've really made it bad for him. But Comey's problems probably go deeper, or they seem to. It's possible that the disgraced director didn't just clash with Trump over partisan politics. What if it was because Comey had a fundamental difference, and even anti-American difference worldwide? You know, it's funny how people take advantage of everything this country has to offer, and then they decide, and only then, after they take advantage of it, that we're the worst country on the planet. We're terrible people. Only after they get the loans and the grants to go to college, only after they get their living quarter grants, do they decide that America is the worst place to be. The Rush Limbaugh is asking the question over and over and over again, based on the 2003 interview that should have raised all kinds of red flags. How many of you have heard or thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican? Limbaugh says, I have. I've always thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican. I've been told that James Comey was a lifelong Republican. So I take it for granted that he was a lifelong Republican. It turns out not to be true, though. Limbaugh says that, are you aware that Comey used to be a communist? Now, I don't know if it was Clapper or Brennan. Didn't they admit to being a communist at one time or supporting communism? In a 2003 interview with New York's magazine, the man who would go to the helm of the FBI a decade later stated on the record that he was a communist during his formative years. I moved from communist to whatever I am now. Coward? Liar? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
That's it, oldie. We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, sign up for the newsletter. It's top right-hand side, you know, put your address here kind of thing. Send out one a week. You can stop it anytime you want to. You can dump it in junk mail or read through it. It lists the current stories that we have and all kinds of stuff that's going on. All right. Some of you have been asking about the app, right? So the Android and Apple app will be done in the next couple of weeks, max, and you'll be able to listen on your phone properly again if you're not already listening on the air or some other phone device. Okay. We were Man, I got to tell you, there's so much stuff I'd love to get to, and I know. Was Comey, you know, is Comey a communist? Was he a communist? Now, Comey admitted himself in a conversation, in a interview, that he said he's moved from the communist to whatever he is now, and we don't know either. Now, that was in his early days, his early political views. He says, I'm not even sure how to characterize myself politically. I'm not so sure he doesn't characterize himself, period. Because he definitely isn't acting, wasn't acting like the FBI director. And I heard earlier today, I haven't seen the transcripts yet, but I heard earlier today that Loretta Lynch threw him under the bus in closed session. Said that she never told him to dumb down the investigation. Right? She never told him not to classify it as, you know, I don't know, a criminal act, if you would. Former bureau director stated that he voted for Ronald Reagan in 84, Jimmy Carter in 80. Now, I don't know, doesn't sound like much of a Republican to me, especially voting for Jimmy Carter. But the same breath, Comey said that he had sympathized with the communist views before that time. Now I heard today that there was, I think 18. Yeah, I think there were a total of 18 Comey-type investigations by different agencies and different countries. Now, you ready for this one? The one that came more towards the truth had to do, Russia had done them. I know, we can't believe Russia, we can't, but whatever. But those were real basic and simple. And they came up with, you know, no collusion and so forth. Now, why they would cover for him, I don't know. Isn't he the guy that's putting all kinds of sanctions on Russia? Isn't he the one that's giving them a hard time? And even others admit he's tougher on Russia than Obama was. Now, Comey's words, although Comey didn't elaborate, it matches up with his college years, which he began in the late 70s. That was, of course, you know, when the far-left politics bloomed on university campuses. They were doing all kinds of crazy stuff then. You know, around the same year that Barack Obama was smoking weed and hanging out with socialists. So it's that time. That's why I think most of the, I'd have to do the math, but I think a lot of the Congress people are from that time. So there were lots of people, right? Limbaugh and Zero Hedge noted that James Comey wasn't the only Obama-era chief to admit that past communist sympathies. He shared that distinction with more than one fella, John Brennan. Now, the heads of Obama's FBI and CIA both voted for communists during the Cold War, yet were somehow able to move up the ranks. I wonder how that would fit for you if you were an FBI agent. Right? He said, Brendan said that, and admitted in 2016 that he voted in the 1970s for communist candidates. Right? And sure enough, CNN broke the story 2 months before the presidential election. He said, I voted for the Communist Party candidate. Brendan admitted during a Congressional Black Caucus Foundation conference. He revealed that during his 1980 polygraph test for admission to the CIA, he momentarily thought about covering up the fact before ultimately telling the truth to the person that was examining him. The communist candidate was Gus Hall, a radical left who supported the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, and he ran for president 4 times. Whoopie dang. No, seriously, I mean, I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me half as much as being totally involved and engaged. Some of these idiots, some of them were protest votes. Now, Brendan admitted his communist sympathies during his 1980 polygraph vote. Was too young to vote in 72, right? And it's almost certain that he voted for the avowed communist candidate in 76. And that was 4 years before he became a CIA member. I don't know how you do that. It's very possible that Comey voted for the very same Soviet-backed communist candidate. Now, it's hard to say if it mattered or made a difference, like I said. People can change over the years. And don't tell me that people don't change, because they do. Especially as you get older and you start, you know, there's different things you start to think about that become important to you. Now, on the other hand, there wasn't that much time between when Comey and Brennan admittedly saw themselves as communists. And when they entered public, entered into public service. And, you know, communism, I don't, you know, I've never been one. I don't know. I don't think it's something you casually walk away from. Right? Think about the worldview that they have. If you left it all behind in one shot, what do you have left? I mean, really, from a communist view, the government really pretty much runs everything, right? Maybe that's why he went to the FBI. He was hoping to change it. And then he would be part of the power team. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You might want to talk about, too, the fact that Comey didn't try at all to distance himself from communism during his 2003 interview. Right? He had long outgrown those radical views. Instead, he weakly described his politics as whatever I am now. He wasn't sure how to characterize himself. See, when you're not sure of yourself like that, you're a wimp. It really would have boils down to you. Just simply a wimp. Make a stand. Stand up. Stand on it. Live it. And what do you guys say? Own it. Why not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly becoming part of the conversation. Star Wars producer J.J. Abrams. He says he's going to donate all the proceeds from his next show to support abortion. All right? So let's see how many of you really have a spine to make a difference. Remember, he's a Star Wars producer. Don't go there anymore. Don't go to any of the movies. Don't buy any of the toys. Don't buy anything that would put 5 cents in his pocket. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state. Remember that, please. I meant to say that. This guy talks about, oh, I know Scranton, I know that. Well, I know the place is better. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
Now, a new Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom poll finds 31% of voters think Joe Biden's time has passed and that he should not run for president. 64% say he has experience and should run, and 5% say they're just not sure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Tell your unloved ones about the show. Send them this way. They're already your enemies. What do you care? Let me have some fun with them. Don't I get to have any fun? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I'll wait. Get your smartphone, put it, except if you're driving. If you're driving, don't do this. All right, put it in your hand. I want you to text the letters TRS, TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Okay. Oh, I know what it was. So, don't you love when the left decides that not only do they know better than you, but when they tell a certain group of people, like the black community, that they don't know how to get a driver's license or they have a hard time getting any of that. So I think it was, it might have been Campus Reform or MRC. I'll find out in a minute. But Amy Horowitz, or from Campus Reform, or again MRC, they went out on the campuses and they talked to some of the young people. And then they went into the neighborhood because they found out from people that apparently blacks are too stupid to figure out how to get a driver's license. They're too stupid to get an ID. They don't know where to go to vote. It's just apparently, according to the Democrats, they're a very weak and dumb group. Take a listen.
Vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you say they're? Would you go as far as say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs if you do over the internet, Does that also make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder?
Are you hearing this conversation? So, apparently, you know, you have to have the internet. Maybe they're too poor, too stupid to know how to get the internet or an internet provider. Or maybe he's trying to say they live in areas that don't have internet providers. Help me out with this, because again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Maybe I'm missing something here.
For black people to go online.
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed. I also think there's a repression of like black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts.
Did you hear what she just said? Did anybody catch the reality of what that woman just said? That basically the African-American community is a bunch of thugs, thieves, and crooks, and they're in jail. So while they're in jail, they can't vote. And you guys let them get away with this. I don't understand. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
On what you just heard, do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you?
So he's now asking black folks. Can you imagine this? I mean, this guy's pasty white, and he's asking black folks, do you have an ID? Hopefully somebody's explained this, because they're looking at him like he's, you know, like he's got two heads, maybe even three on one neck. You know what I'm saying?
Carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes. I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of...
right? What is this? Some kind of hidden camera? Maybe this is a camera. Candy camera, right? I mean, seriously, this guy—they look perplexed. Why would you ask this? Why would people think that? Do you understand that the mindset behind this is thinking that blacks are too stupid, too dumb, too ignorant to know how to get a driver's license, to know how to get ID, to get ID? Think about what these people are saying about you. Think about what the Democrats believe about the black community. It ain't flattering.
Oh, trick candy cameras.
I know, right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also.
Okay, so did you guys catch that? The one fellow opens up, he's a cop. And I think he's a Secret Service or CIA. I mean, what about, right? He's going, oh, okay, that's legit ID. Well, I should hope so at that point.
Black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What's that saying to you?
I know it's that. It's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know you sound like so...
The black man's looking at him like, what is wrong with you? This is like the normal stuff of the day. What is wrong with you? Why are you asking me these dumb questions? No, my friend, that's because that's what the Democrats think of you.
Silly question. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
Yes. That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually
unlimited.
Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm. I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that save you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant of.
Hey! Somebody finally said it. That's right. How do you... they call Republicans racist, right? Now, we sit here, me as a Republican, I sit here and don't see any difference between the black and Hispanic and whatever communities that if they want to succeed, if they want to go out, if they want to make a better life, they can do it. And I'm not just saying there's the white guy sitting in a chair sitting in a vacuum, as some of you who've been around for a while know. We have blacks and Hispanics and females and males and all kinds of people on the show. Gay, transgender, lesbian, we have them all on the show. And nobody has ever said, yes, because my community can't get to the DMV. We can't figure out how to pay the fee to get the ID. No, you never hear that. Ever.
That's my thought process was.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. That's the word I hear a lot.
Ignorant. Very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Amen. See? You guys, you need to say this. You need to look, you know, I don't know if these people are Democrats or not, but you need to look at your party and go, stop dumbing us down. Stop making us look like we're stupid, inept, ignorant, don't do that. It's not right. It ain't fair and it ain't right.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
Who are these people talking to?
Do you have a problem that if you go to vote and they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are?
I love showing my ID.
You have no problem with that?
Nope.
Would you have a problem if when you go to vote, if they say, can we please just see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you have to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
I love this. It seems like the only people that think black people are ignorant and stupid, inept, right? And that black people complaining, or that voter, what do they call it, you know, I mean, that these people are not going to be able to vote if they don't have an ID, or vote if they have to have an ID. And apparently, the legislative Dems are the only ones that are thinking that. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Ah, remember. I don't. Was that a dance? Really? I know it was a movie, but was it a dance? I based on the characters in the show, I do not want to see the dance. So don't even try to find it. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Always got to be part of the conversation. And I really do, sincerely, I appreciate the time that you spend with us. Look, I'm having some fun with the Democrats, okay? I'm having some fun with the fact that the Democrats who say they're for everybody, why do they pick on, and I do mean pick on, why do they pick on the black community? You know, what's real, and again, I have a lot of, you call them African Americans. I've been told by what you call African American friends, I've been told to call them, you know, Americans who happen to be black, not African Americans. Because, you know, there are places like Jamaica and Belize and other places where people have very dark skin, and they're not Africans at all. And their family doesn't come from Africa. And some of them can't even find Africa on a map, and they don't care to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Yeah, it's just, this is nuts. It's like, how about they're just Americans? They're just people. How's that? Can we do that? Or is that too hard? I mean, I can help educate. You want me? I want a re-education camp. I don't want to be in one. I want to run one. I'll help you. I promise. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anything goes. I'll let you talk about anything if you want to call in. So let me just play the last, I don't know, what is it, minute? Oh, it's not even worth it. Probably 10 seconds. Of these people saying, you know what, they are truly, these are people in the black community, truly upset that Democrats actually don't think that they can figure out where to get an ID. All right? And now the black people, I mean, I really, seriously, the black people are now mad saying, wait a minute, why would they say that about us? Why? Because they think you're idiots. They think you can't think through things. See if I can finish playing this thing.
If they say, could please just see your ID and make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have
Oh, this is great, too. He's asking people in the black community if they're okay with ID to vote. They go, yeah, sure. There hasn't been one person who said no yet so far.
No. Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you had to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
Would you have an issue if there was a rule saying you got to show your ID before you vote?
No.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it seems like the only ones that have a problem with it are the legislative Dems. The Democrats actually out in the real world that have real jobs, that have actually gotten real IDs, don't seem to have an issue with this. You're it. I think it's wonderful. No, I really do. I think we need to see more of this. It needs to be plastered all over the place. Here's another one for you, okay? You and listen, I love movies like anybody else. There's a lot of movies I love. But Star Wars producer J.J. Abrams says he's going to donate his proceeds from his next show to support abortion. That's right. So here's where I want to see, are you willing to fight? Because if you're not willing to fight in this arena, I don't want you next to me fighting a regular fight. I really don't. I've had these conversations. A friend of mine, Bradley Dean, talked to me a few weeks back. And Bradley, if you're listening, because I know sometimes you do, always appreciate your wisdom and your input. He told me to stop doing something that I was doing on a regular basis. And I won't get into it now because it'll take me well past the segment. But basically, it's like, how many warriors do we really have? Do you know what a warrior is? When do you give up, or are you willing to give up to your own pain? I mean, that's really it. Nobody's asking you to lose a finger over this or to take a beating over this. But here's a guy who makes like $1 billion every time one of these movies comes out. And he's going to give that money to a Planned Parenthood. Are you willing to do that? Are you good with that? Hollywood Empire is striking back against a new Georgia law that protects unborn babies from abortion once their heartbeats are detected. Star Wars producer J.J. Abrams said that he and director Jordan Peele plan to donate the proceeds from their new show, A Lovecraft Country, to fight against the pro-life law, The Atlantic Business Chronicle. Or through, so says The Atlantic Business Chronicle. Their announcement comes as dozens of liberal celebrities, including Star Wars actor Mark Hamill, said that they will boycott the state because of the heartbeat law. Actress Alyssa Milano is urging women to go on a sex strike, which is great, because if they go on a sex strike, you won't need Planned Parenthood, or your type won't anyway. Georgia is a popular filming location for TV movies because of the tax breaks, and Abrams said that they'll continue to film there. However, he said that he and Peele will donate 100% of the proceeds from their HBO show to two pro-abortion groups fighting the law. Governor Kemp's fetal heartbeat abortion law is an unconstitutional effort to further restrict women and their health providers for making private medical decisions. Notice how this whole thing has kind of evolved into like a major league ball of BS, right? It was never meant to be on demand all the time for any reason. That's abortion never came out of the Supreme Court with that ruling. Now, we've allowed that to happen. But it never came out, never was supposed to be that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Governor Kemp's fetal heartbeat abortion law is unconstitutional. Really? I mean, seriously, I mean, again, I think the reason they did this, right, and we have more and more states looking at these heartbeat bills. I think 30 of them last I had read. Let's get them. Let's get it. Let's get them to the Supreme Court. Because I think you're going to see some kind of different ruling. Will you see Roe versus Wade wiped out? I don't think they have the spines to wipe it out. I really don't. But I think once you present them with true medical and scientific data, what decisions are they going to make? You know, I mean, seriously. They're going to have to come up with some restrictions. Over, you know, the things that Planned Parenthood doesn't want you to know, over 73% of the American populace, that would mean that Democrats are on board with this. Over 73% of them, they don't want abortion either. Not third-term abortion. And they sure as heck don't want post-birth abortion or partial birth abortion, especially with the third, you know, not wanting late-term abortions. Right? The decision, you know, and the joints, they say, make no mistake, this is an attack aimed squarely and purposely at women. No, it's not. It's aimed to protect the baby. It has nothing to do with taking the woman's rights away. Are you not taking the baby's? I mean, seriously, I want to know. I keep asking people. And they won't answer the question. There was a Facebook or a couple of Facebook posts around taking a woman's rights away. And, you know, the whole fetal thing. So I put a picture of a baby up there, 24 weeks. And it's well-defined. Not kind of sorty. You don't have to kind of figure out what's what. It is well-defined. And I said, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. You get a heartbeat. Look at the head, the eyeballs, the ears. This is 24 weeks. You're okay with aborting this. And then somebody came back with a round of, well, if you're not okay aborting it, then the men should have to pay child support from the minute of conception. You know what? There are a lot of guys that would take the baby. If you want to abort it, you don't want it because you had a, you know, whatever, a one-night stand, there's a lot of guys that would take the baby. So how about allowing them? You know, again, man has no say, right, through the whole thing if she has an abortion, but yet if she decides to keep it and he doesn't want it, he's got to pay child support for the rest of his life. And a lot of this stuff just doesn't make any sense. Peel is known for directing Us and Get Out. He runs Monkey Paw Productions, while Abrams heads Bad Robot Productions, both of which plan to donate their episode fees to the abortion groups. All this spring, Hollywood liberals have been protesting the heartbeat bill. They're calling for a boycott of the state. Now listen, these are very well-known, well-respected celebrities. We should listen to them. Alec Baldwin, Amy Schumer, Rosie O'Donnell, Sean Penn, Mia Farrow, Ben Stiller, and Alyssa Milano. I mean, come on, there's nothing wrong with the way these people think, is there? Some companies oppose the pro-life measure as well, including Amazon and Coca-Cola in the Atlantic. Yeah, right. They, you know what? Pro-life. Don't you like that? Pro-life. How in God's creation do you oppose a pro-life measure? God bless America. I don't know. Joe Mazzini, your host. Thanks for hanging in with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address, or simply, if you want to be notified of the show and what's coming up, text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and come on back tomorrow. You'll enjoy it tomorrow, too.